Let's start off with this important note. Presidential candidates in Ohio are not directly elected in the primary. Only the delegates for those candidates are. And that's important because voters who cast partisan ballots in the primary are hit with that in the very first question. Which candidate's delegates and delegates at large do you choose? And that first question cannot be answered by Ohioans who are under 18. Joshua Eck with Republican Secretary of State John Houston's office says this means 17-year-olds who will be 18 on Election Day can vote in the primary for certain candidates, but not in other contests.
Those are things like levies or party positions like State Central Committee, and that also includes presidential delegates because you're not nominating somebody for the general election. You're actually electing a delegate who will appear at the Republican or Democratic National Convention, and they will then nominate somebody to run in the general election.
Eck notes that 17-year-olds who will be 18 by Election Day can pick nominees in the primaries for U.S. Senate, Congress, and the Ohio House and Senate, because those races will be decided this fall. Critics have blasted Houston for noting this in a directive to boards of elections. But Eck says that rule goes back decades. But it is a problem for Mike Brickner with the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio.
If you are a 17-year-old voter, you should have a voice and you should have a say in determining who your party's candidate is going to be for any election, including the U.S. presidential election.
Brickner and others, many of them Democrats, say the rule is confusing, and the inability to vote in the presidential contest disenfranchises those 17-year-old voters. But Eck says this is the same rule that was in effect in Democratic Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner's administration, and before that. But what may be even more confusing is the Republican ballot, where voters are asked two questions right off the bat. First, they're asked to select a candidate's delegate at large and alternate delegate at large, and then a candidate's district delegates and district alternates. State lawmakers made Ohio a winner-take-all state for delegates last year, in the hopes that it would help Governor John Kasich in his campaign for president. Eck says these questions are a holdover from when Ohio awarded delegates proportionally, based on the number of votes candidates received. He says all the votes for all the delegates will be counted, but only the candidate with the most delegates will win all of them.
This year, the Ohio primary is a winner-take-all, so there will be no splitting of the delegates. You should vote for the candidate that you want to win Ohio's delegates. But as far as which category the party will use for allocating those delegates, that's a question for them.
Eck recommends voting only for one preferred candidate on both questions, since only one presidential candidate will win all the delegates. But Rob Walgate with the conservative group, the Ohio Roundtable, says it appears that Republican primary voters can vote for president twice, and that's very confusing for those voters.
Shouldn't have the Republican Party changed their language? When they made this decision in September of 2015, move the primary to become a winner-take-all state, they should have started the process to change the language. It's not that difficult. This is far too confusing.
Walgate says because candidates have been aggressively targeting Ohio's 66 delegates, he fears lawsuits based on voter confusion. As of March 1st, the Secretary of State's office says more than 69,000 voters had cast early ballots in Ohio, with more than 169,000 early ballots mailed out but not yet returned. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.